Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cheap Show, the economy comedy podcast where we look for the fun and the frugal and the treasure amongst
Mate.
The trash. We've got a stuffed pack. Ah, fuck.
Just do a good one of that. Fun in the frugal.
Fun. I keep want to say frugal.
Don't say frugal because that's not a word.
I've got it. This is going to be slick as fuck. Here we go.
A packed episode.
Packed. I was going to say a tat stuffed packed.
Tat stuffed.
A tat.
Tat stuffed.
Tat stuffed pack episode.
A tat stuffed packed episode.
A taft stuffed.
Taft.
Packed.
William Taft.
William Taft puffed episode. Here we go.
Fifth.
I'm going, here we go. I am going now with my mouth. Here we go. Shh.
Frugal.
We go. Let me start again.
Frugal.
Here we go.
Frugal.
Frugal. Here we go.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cheap Show, the comedy podcast where we go through the bargain bins, charity shops and pound lands of Great Britain and look for the fun in the frugal and we find the treasure amongst the trash. We have a tat-stuffed episode for you this week, so let's just get right into it. It's Cheap Show time.
Well done.
Thank you very much. I practiced that.
Cheap Show time!
Cheap Show time!
It's the price of shite!
Cheap Show time!
Welcome to Cheap Show.
And there goes the credit theme. The Cheap Show credit theme.
Yes.
Today time, Paul.
Today time. Hello to time to you to time. Today to time to two to time.
Two times today times. Twice up. Twice is as nice.
Twice up your mama. It is.
Twice up. Two fingers. Right up to the
knuckles.
Don't
get fingers. Don't get fingers and knuckles involved.
Twice up. Double pumping.
It's too early for all
There's
of that.
There's two of us
jive.
On this. There's two of all I'm saying.
Yes.
Two of us on this journey together.
Yes.
Paul.
The spit roast of content.
There's me. There's you. Double fisting the Time Lord.
Double fisting the Time Lord.
Yeah. Let's do that.
All right.
Let's do fanfic. Let's move to pure fanfic.
Do you think that's what I'll get more people listening if
Ooh,
we just
I'm
go?
I'm Spacewalker gobbling off some elf.
Oh, I'm Captain Kirk noshing on the pipe of fucking Picard's peculiar.
Oh, Kirk and Picard. Do they do that cross-generational?
Well, that was the film Generations, wasn't it? Picard and Kirk share the film together for a little bit.
I'd lost
And then
track
they completely
of all that.
Waste the opportunity of that. So, moving on. Because I don't want to talk about Star Trek.
What about Godzilla?
And Pee-wee Herman.
Giving Kong a reach around.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
No, fine. Okay, no, yeah. There's
Mothra
no more
Mothra flies
that.
Up his arse.
Oh, Mothra's the piggy in the middle.
Oh, no. Just comes from outside.
Or is it...
He's hovering around the edges of
Gamera,
the city.
Gamera, you could get in the middle.
Mothra up the bum.
Well, we've all had a case of that in our time, haven't we?
I've
Excuse
not...
me, Doctor. I've got a case of Mothra up the bum.
Get out of my office.
Oh, come on. Just one more time.
All right.
I like
I'll
it
write you a script.
I like it and I can feel the wings come out.
What's your drug called again?
Moth
bum... Ointment.
Yeah, no, that's it. We're warming up, everybody. We're warming up.
I think we should start the whole episode once. I'm not funny anymore.
See you next week on Cheap Show. No, we've got a packed show today, I want to just get into it. First of all, bit of admin. Tickets still on sale for Cheap Show Live in October as part of the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival. I think we've got 20-odd tickets left. So if you're interested, get in while you can.
Snap up those 20 tickets because they'll be gone.
Yeah.
I can feel them.
Feel it. Flutter, flutter.
Like a Rolodex.
Flutter, flutter.
Like a Rolodex.
Yes, you are not funny, are you, this week?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
All right,
I'd
worry.
Always say that as well.
I know. You're getting really tropey, aren't you, in
I'm
your old age?
All trope-laden.
Tropey and ropey.
Oh, they call me old man trope-laden.
Oh, hello, old man trope-laden.
Could you carry my bag, sonny? What's in it, Granddad? Oh, it's full of old tropes. Oh, at least I made myself laugh. Oh, Sonny! Sonny!
I'm just going to say this now. I'm not getting involved in this.
Come on, man, trope.
This is a block from me. It's a no from me, dog. I'm out.
Should put my bag down.
Right, so we do have a lot to get through. So
okay,
we're going to get straight into it now because we've got a price of shite.
What we got?
We've got a charity shop showcase.
What else we got?
And we got a little bit of sauce and a little bit of Sody Pops.
A very special and genuinely an exciting moment for me on the sauce.
So,
on the
would
sauce
you like to do
area.
That now?
The sauce area! Ooh! Yes.
It's
no,
wonderful.
Let me just,
watching you visibly struggle this week.
Let me just compose myself somewhat.
Da, 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 da.
Like a...
yeah.
Like Beethoven.
Yeah. He composes stuff, doesn't he? Yeah.
He does, yeah. The, anyway.
Eli Fifth
I
symphony.
Just have to get into a serious state of mind to introduce this segment, Paul.
Because have to take this seriously. There's been a lot... This has been much called for on Twitter, I've called on Facebook.
I've called for it, and you, the listeners, have responded by sending us source. So, yes, it is a very special source report, everybody.
Much
requested. We've got our hands on it at last.
I was getting tired of telling people, yes, we're waiting, we're getting it.
This is Heinz.
Heinz.
Pickle-flavoured tomato ketchup. Does it say special edition or limited edition on it? No. This is a permanent...
Is it permanent?
It's a permanent
if they don't
addition.
Sell many of it, they're back, they'll dump it, won't
they? I don't know, because... Oh, it's there.
Wait, you know what?
So who sent it to us?
Let's get this out of the way. You're right, sorry. So... It came with a letter. Hi, Paul and Eli. Long time stalker, first time sending something. Please enjoy the pickle ketchup. Also, I saw these key rings and thought you would like them. Thank you for Cheap Show. Blah, blah, blah. Lovely stuff. Lots of frothy knickers. M, the cheapskate skater.
Thank you, M, the cheapskate skater. What about frothy knickers? What was that about?
Just says very frothy knickers.
Who's got them? Who's got the frothy knickers?
The cheapskate skater.
They do.
Yeah, but mate, if someone says to me, oh, I've got frothy knickers, I'm staying away. But
you need some personal hygiene.
We do the fun in the fugal, not fun in the fungal, do we?
I get my fun fingers up the fungal.
It could be a different kind of froth.
I've got funky fun fingers up the fungal.
Mad dog froth.
Mad dog froth.
Mad dog froth, yeah. Rabid
fanny. You mean like crispy froth?
Rabid fanny syndrome.
crispy froth.
Yeah.
Like it's gone dry.
The yeast beast. Anyway, which one's which? Oh, hang on.
Oh, the key rings from
M. Yeah, there's
M.
one for me and one for you. This is your one, I think.
M as in the letter M or E-M?
E-M as maybe Emma.
Emily, maybe.
Emily or M, yeah, that's a good point. So what does yours say? It's a little simple, round.
Oh, this is for me?
Ring. Yeah.
They've chosen which one goes to who?
Yeah.
Paul, mine says...
Yeah.
Confusingly, this keychain was made by Flamingo Candles.
Oh, yeah. It's neither of those.
But it's a keychain.
Yeah.
So
it is.
There you go. Perhaps they've broadened their...
horizon.
Output.
Yeah.
You know?
Diversified.
They've diversified, but you'd think they'd just be called Flamingo Industries or... Yeah. Which I can say, Flamingo Industries or maybe Flamingo Incorporated.
Flamingcore. Something like that. I don't know.
Yes! Now we're thinking. We should become business consultants.
No.
We should.
No, this one hasn't been very successful that we're doing right now. So,
do you want to hear my keyring then? You cannot imagine the immensity of the fuck I do not give. Yeah.
Mine's a grey little circular plastic disc, and on it...
I don't give a fuck.
...is ascribed the phrase, I work hard so my cat can have a better life.
Well, you do, Paul.
That is true.
It is time for sauce,
Come
Paul.
On. I'm going to let you do the honours, because this is your segment, and I don't want to take anything away from that.
Again...
The sauce report is a very important part of Cheap Show. So here it is. And remember, you've got to take the tab off. It's got a little tab on.
And this is honestly the most curious, let's say, I've been about a new sauce product in a long time. Although, did you see the Morley's fried chicken sauce?
Yes.
That someone posted on Twitter?
Yes.
There's always sauces coming
There's
out.
Always,
There's
always,
There's always this lurking. Mouth. Yeah. This mouth is always ready to taste new and exciting sauces.
Yeah, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the sauce tasting mouth.
Mm. Yeah.
You'd like to taste sauce as well, don't you?
Yeah, but easily
you
should be busy on
do?
A Thursday,
now,
isn't it?
Two spoons.
Don't listen to me.
Just, what are you saying? You're grumbling.
It's
I'm excited.
It doesn't matter, does it?
What are you
You're
saying?
You're always talking ahead of me. It's fine. I do my own podcast.
I'm sorry.
Paul Gannontown.
How's that podcast going?
About as well as this one.
All right. All right.
Remove the tab.
We should say, you didn't have any pukies late last week after the walkabout.
No, I think we sweated it mostly off.
I had that sandwich, that really helped.
Yeah, the
M&S
sandwich
all day
the coffee
breakfast
that,
sandwich.
Nice.
Now,
get on with it. Fuck
just
me.
Just in terms of the colour in the in
red.
The tube, no. Isn't
it
slightly
red.
Darker than your average?
I would argue it might be a bit darker,
it
yes.
Is a bit
I'll
darker,
give you that.
I think. And that is because it has minced gherkin in it. Now, I want us to look at the ingredients on this.
All right.
Before I do. Sorry, just give me a second.
All right. It's your time. You're
okay.
Wasting.
I'm just excited. You can have a... Do you want a big spoon of this or a small spoon?
Small spoon of this. Jesus.
Okay, so I've got the ingredients here, Paul.
Yes.
I'll be interested to see if they list gherkin or what's going on here.
Or pickle.
So, we have tomato.
Tomato.
Tomato ketchup.
Ketchup.
Spirit vinegar.
Vinegar spirit.
Sugar.
Yes, darling.
Salt.
Salt.
Natural dill flavour.
Natural dill flavour. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. That's a bit of a warning bell.
Onion powder.
Onion powder.
Spicy and herb.
Oh, they were very funny back in the day.
Hello, I'm spicy. This
and
is
I'm herb. Hello,
oh,
everyone.
My pants have fallen open. Oh, my dick's on fire.
I've got a bag full of eggs, Mum.
Oh, give us an egg, will you, spicy? Boom. See you next week, everybody. Oh, a bit's gone up my nose.
Oh, my right. Badge is itchy.
So it doesn't look like an actual pickle. It looks like they've gone for the flavour of
pickle.
Yeah.
What
so
does
it's
that
like,
mean, then?
Like a dill pickle. It's got vinegar. Wrap it up, he's saying to
me. I just want to get to the bit where we importantly taste this.
Oh, celery.
This couldn't be more drawn out if fucking Peter Jackson
natural
directed
flavoring.
This podcast.
It does say to refrigerate after opening.
And I did, by the way. I did refrigerate it in the couple of days it's been at my house.
So that clears something up for me, because I was worried that this might have like a tartar sauce.
I
has
am
minced garlic.
Dangerously
in
close
it.
To tuning out.
No, stop. This is the best sauce report we've had in ages.
And you
and
are
it's engaging.
Absolutely.
We're engaging with the
draining
listeners.
Draining the energy out
We're
of it.
We're engaging with the listeners. Who have sent, thank you,
it's
for
Timmy,
sending
it's
this.
Fucking Timmy Tangent and his walkabout garble nonsense, isn't it?
I'm not going on a tangent. I'm telling everyone.
No, you're not. You're
about
going on a tangent,
fuck,
not a tangent, whatever that was.
I'm not going. I'm angry. That's why.
Eat the fucking sauce, mate. It's 11
I'm
minutes.
I'm going in for the niff naff naff report on
fuck
the sauce.
Me, I hate you. Come on.
I was just worried. That it was going to have minced gherkin in,
right.
Like tartar, but it doesn't seem.
No.
It seems like they've actually tried to flavour the ketchup like
yes.
Pickle.
Yes. There are no chunks in this.
And it must come from America, because the default pickle in America is a dill-flavoured gherkin.
You mean to say that didn't come from America? It, the
idea of it came from America.
Yes.
Because you do get dill pickles
you do,
here, but in America, it's a thing. Every time you get a pickle.
I want you to fucking eat this sauce soon.
I'm opening it, everyone. It's got one of these twist-off, just like a normal. Ketchup.
Sticker.
Oh, it's come off nicely, all in one go. Oh, I'm getting a very fruity ketchup smell immediately, you know, a normal one.
Yeah, what is the huff? You haven't done that.
It smells
do
like
it.
McDonald's.
Does it?
It smells like a McDonald's
Let's
burger
have a,
because
I'll
it's got that kind of combination of...
Have it. Now I'm engaged. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Come it's on. Like... It's like Big Mac-y. You will know what I mean.
Yes, no, that exactly is.
It is. It's that combination of ketchup with the gherkin.
That
gherkin
is exactly
smell.
That.
It's really reminiscent of like of Mackie D's, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Mackie D sauce.
That's crazy.
Well, then this shouldn't be too
oh,
bad.
That's got a really nice smell. Have a deep whiff.
No, I
on
did.
That.
I did have a deep whiff. Just put it on a spoon and put it in my mouth and end this fucking segment. It's 13 minutes.
That is exactly like pickle
and theoretically,
and tomato ketchup.
Tasting this should only take about 30 seconds.
Tell you what, the amplitude on the. On
There's
the,
no need for
the
length
nose.
Of this. Absolutely no need for the length
do
of this.
Spoon, yeah.
Yeah.
The amplitude on the nose.
Yes, it's solid.
It's high, isn't it? The way the flavours meld together.
Also, it's a reasonably hot day in Cheap Show Land today. This is not really...
Should I load the spoon for you, Paul?
Just spooning pickle sauce into my mouth on a hot day.
That's
not...
it. It will be over soon. The nightmare will be over.
Not top of my list of things I wanted to
I
do
today.
I love
the smell of this. There, he's having a niff.
Now, I will say this. In my memory banks, the McDonald's sauce obviously has got the pickle in it, which is different, but it tends to be a very sweet ketchup, doesn't it? I wonder if this
that
will be sweet.
That they use in McDonald's?
Yeah, very sugary
well,
ketchup.
Well, Heinz is quite sugary as well, like classic Heinz tomato ketchup.
Oh, I'm just doing this. I'm fucking bored. Interesting. It's nice. It's a fine sauce ketchup. The pickle seems to be kind of coming in and out.
Yeah. It is very sweet. It's got a great texture.
Yeah.
A great mouthfeel. Nice.
Smooth.
Very smooth. Mm. Nice.
And would be nice as a makeshift burger sauce.
That'd be great in a burger.
Yeah.
That'd be great in a burger or something like that, which Dill would go with. So immediately I feel like I wouldn't want that on chips. I wouldn't go for that on chips
no.
necessarily. You know what I mean?
That's a burger.
So it seems
or...
to have a much narrower use case spectrum.
Yeah.
Than ordinary ketchup. You know? You wouldn't want it as on many as many things.
No.
But, like, meat, be very nice with meat, beef-type meats.
I think it's locked into burger or, at the very least, hot dog.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have it on hot dog, definitely.
Yeah.
It's that oniony, dilly sort of nice yeah. with certain meats, but definitely not, like, fish and chips. Yeah,
well,
you couldn't.
I found that sauce ideal.
Oh, it was ideal for you?
Ideal. Ideal.
Ideal for you.
I found it ideal. Do you have any final thoughts? Because I just really want to press stop now. I'm bored of this segment. I just am.
Jesus Christ.
15 minutes, mate. No, and all we have to do is put sauce in our mouth.
We want some kind of score out of 5 for the sauce, please.
3.75 for me.
It's very nice sauce. Heinz aren't going to let you down.
I've always been more of a brown sauce guy, frankly, when it comes to burgers and chips like that. And then mayo, yeah. And then maybe ketchup. Mm. Here's a question, boffins. Where's my pickle HP sauce?
I mean, maybe that's on the horizon because they do...
Fruit.
They do a fruitier one, don't they? They do different... They do do different HP variants.
Right, what's your score, did you say?
4.
Solid. And
Thank you very much, Em, for that. Yeah. That was good. And we're going to be tasting, at some point in the future, Morley's, who are like a cult fried chicken brand from South London. You must have heard
of. If we can find it, we'll have it. It's always been
Asda.
The remit.
It's in Asda. I'm going up Asda to get sauces.
Do it. If you do it, we will munch. It is that simple. If you build it, we will play.
I'm going to keep hold of this sauce.
Shut up. I'm bored now.
Hold of this sauce.
Yeah, that's for you to keep. Ooh, you're doing well. Ooh, super smashing great.
Who's that? Old man? Old man
I'm doing Jim Bowen, aren't I?
Hello, sonny.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Can you help me with my bag, please, sonny? Please help me with my bag.
No, you're making it creepy. Please help me with my bag.
Oh, sonny, I haven't got the strength in my arms. I haven't got the strength in the arms no more, sonny. Please.
You look panicked right now.
Help me with the...
You know this conceit.
Help me with the bag.
This conceit is not working for you.
You know, I've got something for you.
Look how unimpressed I am with this.
Look, you got...
Look how unimpressed my face is with you right now.
I've got something for you in the bag.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not going along with it because it's going to be grotty or...
Just put your head in the bag.
All right.
Coming up behind you.
Get off. Get off me.
Knuckle!
Right.
Great. No, I went along with that and I instantly regretted it. There we go. Next segment.
Right, we've had our sauce, Paul. It was an impressive sauce. You need something to wash it down with, don't you? Oh, because it's not one, but two exclusive food things we've got on the show today.
Yes, what is the next thing?
It's Pepsi. Electric.
It's part of our little segment we like to do where we test interesting flavours of soda. We used to call it the soda jerk. Maybe we still do. I don't know what we do anymore. Because we keep resetting ourselves.
Well, this isn't a full soda segment. No, it's just a one-off because it's new and we want to keep on top of it.
Yeah, so this is Blue Electric Pepsi. I don't know anything about the flavour profile. I just saw it in Tesco and thought, ugh.
It is fruity.
What do you think electric means, though?
Citrusy, fruity.
So I thought it might have been an energy drink, but I guess not.
I don't know what. It's just another variant. It's weird. I like the way that they've gone...
I'll look it up. Hang on. Talk shit like you always do while I look it up.
Basically, I think this is their response to Coke's, remember?
Yeah.
Spiced, which is like a variant. It's not Coke, and I think it's like a fruit... It is a citrus fruit flavour, I think, is what they
call
it. According
to the old Twitter questions asked things, not Twitter, Google, it just says zesty citrus.
Yeah, it's more citrusy than the cola.
Britvic having an official page on it. Pepsi set to supercharge soft drinks with bold electric blue cola.
Yeah, it's just a new one.
This May, Pepsi is disrupting the cola category once again.
Oh,
they're disruptors.
God. They're not.
They're disrupting. They're literally disrupting, mate. Following a successful rebrand earlier this year, I guess.
Yeah, they went to the old...
logo. The
old. Remember
day.
The old logo?
Yeah.
That's the old school logo
like
they've gone
one.
To. Yeah, I like the new logo, Pepsi logo.
The new launch challenges what consumers expect from a cola, boasting a zesty citrus taste and a striking blue liquid, available for only 12 months.
Oh, I see.
And then blah, 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 how much you can sell it for, blah, blah,
what
blah.
A load of crap.
Yeah.
Disrupting by having a limited edition, that's not disrupting.
We'll just add more fucking syrup to the flavour, won't we? Yeah. We'll just add more fucking syrup.
Well, it's sugar-free.
Meanwhile, in Pepsi HQ,
just put more syrup in it. Stick a cherry in it. Stick a cherry on it. Take all the sugar out. Put a cherry in. Take all the sugar out. Put a cherry in. Make it blue.
Make it blue.
Make it more syrup.
Make it blue.
I'm making a Pepsi. Put a little sugar in.
Yeah, you're
put
a Pepsi maker.
Take the sugar out.
Do you work for Pepsi?
Yeah, I work for Pepsi. I'm king of Pepsi. I make
you're
all
king
the Pepsi,
of Pepsi.
Drinks. I make the Pepsi.
You're making the Pepsi.
They bring me in and say, go and sit down, make Pepsi. And I come and sit down, make
office?
Pepsi. Yeah, you're in my Pepsi office.
This is the office here.
Yeah.
Okay, can I leave?
I'm Pepsi Pepsi.
Why have you brought me here?
Just to show you my process. I made this drink.
It doesn't look like a lab.
I took out the sugar
looks...
of the Pepsi, put more syrup in, put more blue, made all zesty citrus. And you know what it is? I just said make it citry.
Okay, can I go now?
No.
No, never, never.
Door's locked, in it?
Door's locked, in it, yeah. Door's
locked, in it.
Door's locked.
Anyway, I've made you this drink to taste. Okay. I'm King of Pepsi. I'm
King of Pepsi.
Pepe, the King of Pepsi.
All right.
Hello.
I mean, we were going to have a normal conversation, but you went off on one.
Meh.
See, I'm generous. I'm not saying this is a block.
Meh.
Meh. Please draw that.
You
can
drink my Pepsi now.
Yes, I will. Please, you go in the other room.
No,
or something.
I have to watch you.
No, please go.
He's gonna go sit in the corner.
King of Pepsi, fine. We'll let you know.
Sorry if I made this weird for you.
Yes.
I just didn't mean to. I just get very excited about what you're making Pepsi.
Yeah, what you do? Out. You put
I
stuff
blue
in.
Out. I take the blue out. Put pink in. Put and what make in? A pink flavored Pepsi.
What else do you put in it?
A purple pink flavored Pepsi because I'm Pepe Pepsi Pipples. And I make pickle Pepsi.
Stop.
I make pickle Pepsi. What about pickle Pepsi for you?
Shut up.
What about...
No.
Pink
you said
purple,
you'd sit over there.
Pepsi.
Sit over there. Blub, 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 indeed. Paul, you should be ashamed. No, stop making that noise. This has been about 5 minutes. Don't woof. What do you mean woof?
He's gone to bed.
He's gone to bed.
He tied himself out.
I bet he did. He's intense. I did not like him. He is the King of Pepsi, though.
He is the King of Pepsi.
Basically, they are in a constant sort of marketing battle. And Coke has had all of that stuff, those special edition ones.
It's what we like to call the flavour wars.
And they also had, of course, Spiced, which I brought a bottle back from the States.
Which did nothing for us.
Very underwhelming.
Underwhelming.
And now, I did catch a review of this last night, actually, on YouTube. A very small view account channel. Just one of these, a random review one. And he actually really liked it.
Okay.
So.
Is that, what's the sniff like? Where's my glass?
Very fresh.
All right, where's my glass?
It's almost like cologne. It's very
cologne.
Yeah, it's almost like aftershave. Blue, you know, like those cool blue sort of flavors.
Yeah,
of aftershave.
There was a guy on the bus as I was coming down who was just spraying himself with Lynx.
Yeah, it's out of order.
Cunt.
Give that a whiff. You
yes,
know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but to me, that's again, it goes back to the predictable thing I always say, where it's kind of surface cleaner-esque.
Very much so, yes.
But not unpleasant, to be fair. It's just got that element of, like, it smells like Radox.
Yes, it does. It does. That's what I'm getting at. You know what I'm getting at? It smells like Radox.
Like
very well done.
Like a fruity Radox.
Very well done.
Hello, I'm fruity Radox.
Fuck off.
No, that's it. Bye.
Just popping back.
But that's it. That artificiality, which I'm calling sort of like perfume almost, is what you're calling
perfume.
The sort of the cleaning fluid sort of note.
Well, let's just sup
but
it
nice,
and find...
Quite a nice full fruit. Sorry, mate. Quite a nice full fruit. That's all
I was
going to say.
Let's sample this now.
All right. That tastes like Pepsi Max Cherry.
That doesn't taste like Pepsi Max Cherry to me. That tastes like almost nothing. It just tastes like a kind of sugar syrup with that fake sugar aftertaste.
Yeah, completely drops off, doesn't it? The flavour, empty sweetness, a really empty sweetness.
It's got a really watery upfront flavour, which is just nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I complain about syrupy Pepsi. There is that in this, but it feels so kind of watered and weak. I don't like this. It's
not
unpleasant.
No depth of flavour.
It's not like an unpleasant drink, but at the same time, there's nothing
it's
to it.
It's very weak. Very weak.
It doesn't even have a cola profile.
No, it's like Pepsi Max without the cola taken out, sort of, you know? And just an emptiness in its place.
It tastes...
ghost of flavour.
There is an eggy moment. Not an eggy moment.
Yes, almost sulphurous. It's that acid. They're trying to put that sort of... I know exactly what you mean. There is a sulphur sort of...
boggy, swampy
note. Yeah, a sort of sulphury sort of, yeah.
Well, look at
that. It's empty sugar with sulphur.
I've got good old Lucozade. I have to wash that.
Nice. I've got Lucozade original.
Just good old original Lukey.
Well, can I have a little bit of that, please? Could you pour me a little bit of that?
Okay, I'm going to give that out of 5, 2, inoffensive, but fucking, I don't know.
Was it as bad as the Coke Spiced? Or better?
Yes, it was worse than that.
It was worse
because
than the
Coke Spiced wasn't great, but it wasn't also kind of flavourless, if that makes sense. Yes. There was something to that. It didn't really successfully be a spiced cola, but it was a nice cola. It was a fine cola.
Yeah.
This is just kind of a transparently nothingless kind
it
of
really,
sweet flavour.
It completely disappears within microseconds.
Oh, didn't you like it then? Didn't you like my Pepsi at all?
Are you the King of Pepsi?
And I made that Pepsi just for you,
you
and you didn't
hang
like
your head
it.
In shame.
What do I do?
You've made all, despite putting in all lots of sugar, putting in more syrup, putting in more...
Put big
what
Pepsi
else did you
in
put,
more
put
zesty frosty.
What did you
I put
do?
Zesty frosty big pop. I put pink pop in
what
the big pop. And then I'm a big bad boy.
Despite all
I've been
of
bad
that,
boy,
despite
I?
All
I
that you did,
I didn't make a good Pepsi.
You didn't make
I can't
a good
be
Pepsi.
King of Pepsi.
You can't be King
I can
of Pepsi
be
anymore.
Prince of Pepsi. Can I be can, Prince of Pepsi?
Yes.
Can I?
I think Michael Jackson was the Prince of Pepsi, wasn't he?
Oh.
No, can you... Can you go? I don't know what you're doing, but please.
He's changing. What's he doing? He's like broken down into a weird gelatinous form.
Yes. Could you get a mop or something? Paul. Sweep this under the rug? There's a little plug in the bottom of the podcast. You can just pull the plug and he'll
pull it out
down.
Now.
Oh, it's all swirling.
It's all swirling. It's going down.
Cheap Show, ladies and gentlemen.
You will never see that character again.
No, you won't. You can't even remember their name.
Who was he?
Now.
No, that's it.
Now.
That's it. We're done. Fuck off.
It is the charity shop. Diddle little showcase. It's the one place where you can show your stuff. Come and come and come. Come on, come to the charity shop. Oh, showcase.
Check it out. I'm Jimmy, Jim, Jimmy, Jim, Jim Pavarotti. I'm McJimmy and Pavarotti.
Showcase. It's the one place where you can show your stuff.
Yes, that's right. It's time for Charity Shop Showcase.
And I got a wonderful bargain the other day, I think. Now, the item I'm about to pull out isn't the most amazing thing ever, but for the price and the fact that it works, I'm genuinely quite impressed and I want to use it in something.
Now, he's already, you can hear from his pleading, pathetic tone, trying to get me, because he knows I'll be the arbiter.
I'll bring back Pepe the Pepsi King if you're not careful.
He's not called Pepe.
He is.
He was not called Pepe. He didn't say that.
He was.
He didn't say that.
I did.
Okay. I'm King of Pepsi.
He's King of Pepsi.
Pepe the King of Pepsi.
All right. Let's start the episode again.
From the top, yes, can we?
The reason that you're trying to be so salesman-y about this thing already and say it was a good bargain is because we have to explain...
Ugh.
Can you stop?
Just finished off that Pepsi because I don't want to waste it. But
the rules doesn't want to waste his Lucozade. Can you stop distracting me when I'm trying to do this?
I'm just letting you ramble like you like to because you love the sound of your own voice.
Charity
and
shop...
When you peter out, that's when I step in and do the content.
Out.
You haven't. I've got my
You'd
Paul.
Smell it.
I've got my Paul out.
Pull out your Paul.
Fly away, Peter.
Okay. Okay. Because in Charity Shop Showcase, an item is presented and it has a fate. Either it goes to the showcase, in which case it's a Charity Shop Showcase, or binary opposite, it has no place.
It has nothing.
It has no place in this world.
In the bin to you,
it has
friend.
No place in this world. Doesn't it know? It knows nothing of existence. It has no place. It's no, it has no place.
Just going to wait for Peter to turn up and then I can step in.
Right, hey, Peter, pull my porky Peter.
See, he's off. I'm just going to do a separate podcast from now on and cut Eli's ramblings into it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shall I get my Charity Shop Showcase item out?
And then I will judge harshly, all whether right. It is the showcase indeed, or whether you fraudulently...
Shut up, you tedious cunt!
Right. Fraudulently brought me a no-place item. He's handed me a box. I'm liking it already.
Thank you.
It's an LED projector, everybody.
Yeah.
The most cost-efficient resolution LED, high-resolution LED projector. It's a two-tone item, it looks from the box.
Yeah.
Half yellow and half white.
Mm-hmm.
Looks similar to a sort of Polaroid, beveled edge sort of design.
It has got a kind of Polaroid camera look to it. I mean, again, like always, if you go to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk, you can see pictures that accompany this episode on its own dedicated page.
We often deal with items in the very cheap end of the range on this show.
Yeah,
Paul.
Now...
Charity Shop Showcase, you're allowed to go a bit higher.
Yes.
A bit higher, yeah. And then it might get into the showcase. So, these things are about 50 quid, aren't they?
Depending. I can't remember what exactly this model is because it looks a bit generic, but it goes between 30-odd and 50-odd. I will say this, if you're paying 50-odd for this, it's probably too much.
Right.
Because, although it works and it's all fine and dandy, I don't think the resolution... is all that great. It's a very pixely thing when you have it on a wall.
Oh, really?
But I think we can test it now if you want.
I would love to. So I've opened the box. We can see the model that we actually have here, Paul, is not the same as the one on the box, which was yellow and white. This is actually black and white.
Yeah.
Monochrome. Yeah. I like this better.
I
like the black and white better than the yellow and white. It's got a nice look to it.
And I believe this version thing. I believe this version of it charges, but I've not been able to charge it for long enough to see if that works
yet.
Yeah,
it's micro USB. You can see it there.
No, that's not how you charge it. That's just for
images.
Cards and images and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so where's it charged? There's a DC 12... thing, yeah.
Now, it didn't come with it, but I managed to figure out a cable that would work, so it does work. I just didn't come with it.
But you put batteries in, is that right?
No, it doesn't have batteries in. I'm not 100% sure this is the version that charges. It says if it's got a little tab on the side, which this does, it charges, so you can take it portably. However, I've charged it for a little bit, and it didn't seem to store a hold, so I don't know.
When we do this demonstration now, you're going to get the charge through the USB.
Yeah, because I've got that little thing in there if you cut the wire.
Inside,
give it all to me, and I'll...
We've got a remote control, a charging cable, and two little batteries. What are they for?
For the remote control.
So that you need to put those in?
Yeah, because when I got that, someone had left the fucking batteries in it, and they'd swollen and exploded. So I spent I spent an hour cleaning it out with the, you know, special...
isopropyl alcohol.
Yeah, I used that and got it all clean. So give me a minute. I'm going to try and wire it up to your TV and plug it in, because I've got this charger there and HDMI.
Oh, no, let's see the projector.
No, I will, but I've got to plug it into the TV to get a signal from it to send out to somewhere.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
I've got to send... Phone.
No, because I don't have a connection for it. Anyway, let's just take a quick pause as I set this up and see if it works, yeah?
Okay.
Didn't fucking work. Did it?
No, that was...
It was a shame, because last night I tested it, because I wanted to test it before I brought it over to make sure I had ammunition in my arsenal, right? And it worked fine. I plugged it into my laptop, got it on, came on, nice. It, you know, not great image, but did the job for a very, very cheap thing. Yeah, we just tried it now, and no dice. It wasn't doing it at all, which is annoying as fuck.
Now, Paul, desperate times call for desperate measures.
It's not going in, I know.
No, I'm going to be fair with you.
Oh,
we need to increase... the binary to a triumvirate.
Triumvirate, yeah, I'm
there
fine with that.
There needs to be a third notch.
Okay.
So it might be a showcase. It might have no place. I haven't been given enough information today to come down and judge. So I'm inventing a third category.
Go on.
Showcase limbo.
Ooh,
to be confirmed.
What about... You got place. How about space? We work space into the word space, like the
in between space,
the never space,
the liminal space.
It's in a liminal space.
It's in the liminal showcase space, everybody.
And that's where it must reside until Eli sees for himself that this does work.
And how much did you pay for it?
It was £5.
That's good.
£5.
That's good. That's nudging it towards the showcase.
Tenner, I would have been pissed off. Anything higher than a tenner would have been pissed off with that. But fiver, I was like, I can give this a go for a fiver.
It was working perfectly.
Yeah, it really was when I was at home.
Is it defined or is it a bit sort of...
It does the job for the price point. It's not fuzzy. It's sharp. It's just very pixelated. So, for instance, if you bring up text, like if you use it to look at a web screen, like I did on my laptop when I plugged it in,
right.
It was just... You couldn't read it. It was just nonsense.
But if you watched a moving image...
You wouldn't probably notice it that much.
It's got no real use, though, does it?
It's good... I mean...
What would you want it for?
In the advertising, it says, take it camping with you and blah, 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 or when you tent, or in the garden or something. I'm not sure the garden will work. But home thing, you know, have it at your desk.
So it's more to sort of project something in the background than actually watch films or TV on.
Yeah, it's not like it wouldn't replace your high-def television as your viewing experience.
But you could put some ambient, like, you know, 10,000 hours of a log fire or whatever.
Yeah.
One of those videos.
Yeah, perfect for that.
Or a train.
Or maybe it's Halloween and you want to decorate your room a little bit by projecting a ghost going woo on it.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it's nudging place, showcase place for me.
It must remain
in
the liminal space.
It's coming back, knocking on my back door.
It's
knocking.
It's pressing with some urgency, isn't
it?
It's putting its elbow. She's like, let me in! Let me in! It's putting its shoulder into it, isn't it?
I'm out here. I'm out here waiting for you.
Right there, I'll lead him to it.
I'm coming in.
Oh, no, that's it.
Yeah,
All right, cool. Well,
you did King of fucking Pepe. Sorry. Right, to sum up, it's now either a showcase or a no place, but it is in the liminal limbo space.
It's in the space in between, and that's where it will reside
until
next time.
You demonstrate to me. It's down to you.
You're coming around, aren't you, on Wednesday?
The burden of proof is on you.
Right, well, I'll tell you what.
Show me the showcase.
You're coming over to mine on Wednesday. I'll show you it in action then, and if it works, we record a little tiny bit to throw in here, right now. It is now Wednesday, What day is it? The 31st of July, Anno Domini 2024.
That's right, Paul. And here I am.
And here you are. And we are in my living room with the projector on. Now, fortunately, it's too bright in here, so I can't really show it in full working order. But I'm going to press play on this video, which is our title card that we use for some videos.
Right.
And I'm going to hold it up and you can see it there-ish and the sound coming out, all right? It what?
Well,
and then you can make a decision if it's got no place or showcase. Oh, come on, mate. Right, here we go.
It's going to work with the energy of the
shut up.
Of the episode.
Oh, fucking... It better.
You start with the violence. Don't start with the violence. It's my decision whether this is a place or no showcase, man. Right.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, I'm not liking this.
Shut up. Press and play.
Here we go. Let's see it then. Is it coming out?
It was coming out through there a minute ago. Why is it not working now?
I'm sorry.
Hang on.
I'm sorry.
It was literally just working before you came in.
This is the second time, Paul.
Wait. It is in, right?
I'm a generous man.
It's gone to another setting. Changing... Mate, it works. It works. It literally just fucking works.
It doesn't work, mate.
Right, I'm going to do it again. Hang on. Pulling it out.
What are you doing with the thing?
Putting it in. Right. Look. There's the opening credit video. I think it's just jammed.
Well, it's not working then. I want to see a moving image, please, Paul. Yes, that is the map of Britain.
Right, but that's the opening credits to our video. Hold it up. Here we go.
Right, that's not what's playing on the screen now.
Hang on. No, it's frozen.
It's frozen. Hang on. Turn it off and on again.
Where's the control? But look, it's still...
It's not working, mate. It does not work. As such, it doesn't work. And as such, Paul...
Right.
I'm a generous man, but I'm a man of my word and I'm a man of integrity when it comes to judging whether something is a charity shop showcase or whether it, in fact, it's jammed. It's broken. So the first time you tried, it did not work. The second time you tried to demonstrate it to me, just to be clear, it didn't work and then it broke. So
remember when I set it up at your place and you could see the opening title thing with the menus and stuff? That proved it.
But, Paul, let's just nip this in the bud. And I'm sorry, but you're... Art LII mini projector
is a load of shit.
Has no place.
Look, you can see the map still.
I think that's going to be there for all time, that image.
It won't turn off.
It won't turn off now.
Here we go. One last go. You watch. Come on, baby. Work for Gannon. He wants to get you in the showcase. Come on. In the showcase. On. Here we go. Bear with. It's coming on. Little blinky light. Come on, baby.
To say tiresome.
Come on, baby. You've got to do this for me.
It's come on.
You've got to do this for me.
Oh.
It's on a blue screen.
Oh, blue screen. Press play for something then.
Wait.
Play something.
I've got
to.
I think I've got to change the. Oh, you see.
Well, there it is.
There it is. Look, there's my screen. Nearly.
Fuck me, Paul. You turned it off again somehow. What happened there?
Mate.
What happened there?
It's no place, is it? It's
what
got no
there?
Place.
Why did that happen?
Because we nudged it a little
bit.
Oh,
no, I can see it's there. But it's not projecting it. I can see the image. Look.
Oh, yeah, but it's not very strong. I mean, as I say, it's a very bright day. Look, mate, no place.
It has no place. It's a terrible thing.
Anyway, back to the show.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Well, I don't know how that turned out, but I'm hoping for the best.
Cool. Oh, it's the fucking buzz shot. It's the fucking buzz shot. It's the fucking buzz shot. Oh, it's the fucking buzz shot.
And that's right.
That's right. So, it's our price guessing game here on Cheap Show, everybody.
Yeah.
And we have, as is our want, as is our whim, as is the warp and weft of our lives intertwining, we've been sent a bespoke price of shites. Someone, a dear listener, has sent in this price of the shisis, and we are not going to have a crisis. this week when we play the prices to Shices Paul.
Yes, because it has been sent to us. We can play it together because I do not know what the items
are. Oh, it's a versus.
Yes, it's a crisis versus prices. Shices. Right, it's all of that. So I don't know what the items are. I don't know how many there are. I don't know who it's from yet because I haven't looked at the envelope.
And we don't know what form of the game we'll be playing because over the years there's been lots of variants, lots of mutant forms of the game.
Yes.
Different ways of playing, but one thing has stayed the same.
It's the betwings.
It's the betwings, Paul. In this game, points are betwings.
There
we'll
are
be
bedrock.
Fighting each other for betwings.
Yeah.
And they're the most precious, the ones we take from each other.
Oh, there's two little envelopes with gift for Paul and gift for... just gift for Paul.
A gift.
I already opened it. It was a pin. It was a nice one. I put it on my board.
Don't I get a prison?
There's the price of shite answers.
Oh, there they are. They're nice and sealed.
Now, we don't have... Should we put it? Give it to Mickey to look after this week?
Oh, we could have dog ornament.
Dognament.
Dog ornament.
All right.
Have dog ornament.
Woof, woof.
The cheap dog ornament that we were sent that was weirdly identical to one that I'd bought that was better.
I'll look after your points.
Thank you very much, dog ornament.
Right, he's on there.
He's sitting there. He's nice. He's holding it down.
Yeah. Lots of weight so no wind can slip it through and throw it into our eyes and we go,
It's a very hot day today here in London.
We've got the windows open.
And we've got the windows open, so there would be a slight danger of it being flying around.
Look at this
not
card.
Being
flown. Well, look at this card.
It's got Ecto-1 on it.
It's a nice card, this.
Lovely.
Oh, let's have a look. Let's have a look. To Paul and Eli, my husband and I have put together some items for a price of shite. There are 6 items, all of them from charity shops. We spent no more than £8. That's
we have a
the
ceiling,
roof.
Ladies
That's
and
the
gentlemen.
Roof.
Ceiling.
The answers are on the envelope so that you can play together. In the box, you will also find a few gifts for you both. I did win on eBay a present for Eli, a handheld Tomy R game.
Oh,
but it hasn't arrived yet.
Those.
Yeah, but it hasn't arrived yet, and if it does, I will send it separately. Thank
Amazing.
You.
Amazing. I do
and
want one of those.
And finally, we hope you enjoy playing the price of shite with our items. I love Cheap Show and Eli's noodle pimping. And that's from Kirsty and Brim. P.S. didn't write on the card so Paul could keep it. Yeah, very wise. She's
that's lovely.
Paper. It's a lovely
Thank
card.
Thank you very much, Kirsty and Brim.
Brin. Isn't it? It's Brin, isn't
it's Brin,
it?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you very much. And let's get it. Let's
wait.
Get...
These are the items.
You've got the items now.
These are all for Eli, I think. So before we get into the game, Eli can open these gifts.
Oh, these are gifts.
These are for you.
This is a mug.
Well, I don't know what they are.
A gift for me, as they know, I like confectionery mugs.
Yeah, you do, don't
like
you? You've said it on the
I
podcast.
I wonder what confectionery this will have
what
on it.
Be?
Looks like a Cadbury's one.
Oh, I've got to undo my belt.
Why? Did you
have a big
dinner?
Digging into my fat tummy. I'm a fat man.
Cadbury's Dairy Milk.
Oh, that's
a
nice one.
It tastes very 80s, this.
That's a very 80s mug.
Very 80s.
It's had a
nice
cup of teas in that, you can tell. Do you know how you can tell? The scuffing of the bottom with the spoon. You can see it.
It's quite scuffed.
Scuffed.
But still, good, perfectly good mug. Oh, it's got chocolatey fingerprints. That's what the design is.
Yeah, it's nice.
As if someone's scuffed it all up. Got all chocolate all over their
fingers. You sit on the floor in their knickers.
Give me that mug.
Right.
I've got chocolatey fingers everywhere.
Next mug.
It's present time for Eli.
Fucking hell.
Oh, same message on this one. I know you like confectionery mugs, so it's another
confectionery mug.
I think this is a mini egg. I can tell from the colour.
I think it's a mini egg from the colour. Yeah, I agree.
It is mini eggs.
There you go. You can't go wrong with mini eggs.
Oh, that's quite nice and colourful.
It is, isn't it? Mini eggs.
A mini eggs mug.
When Mr. Cadbury's parrot says hello. How's the advert based on a song?
Are these more toys for me?
By Bonzo, yeah.
You know what they are. I know these are
not price of shite, it says.
Yeah.
Ah!
What?
I've hurt my...
What, just opening some bubble wrap?
Yeah, no, I've got some kind of thing in my wrist.
Oh, aye. I wonder how you've...
My left wrist, no, shut up. It's not funny.
I wonder how you've damaged that.
It's like arthritis or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From constant aggressive movement of bone upon gristle.
Oh, this is one of those little toys. I've got the full set of these, so I've got doubles.
There's two more here.
I've got the full set of these. These are called mind twisters. Oh, my God, I've got more of them now. Ooh.
Ooh.
I haven't got that one, though.
He hasn't got that one, though, has he?
These are cool. I like these. These are, what are they called? Mind twisters.
So, I don't know.
I've got the full box, Paul.
The little plastic cube, see-through, with a ball and
ball-based
bubble.
And plastic
cobble.
Shapes, and you have to do things. Like, here, this has got red rings and equivalent amount of ball bearings, and I think I have to get it so I get all the rings inside, the balls inside the rings.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm ready to play the price of shite. Hand me the, shall I be note-taker?
Here
and point scorer.
Yeah, here comes the note taker.
Hand me the book and the pen, please.
Right, he's got the notes. Let the games begin.
Chadwick. Mind teaser games, that's what they're called. I just checked the box.
Thank you for the update, Mr. Silverman. Right.
Because I got a full set of 12. And actually, just one last thing on this.
Oh, tedious.
One of these is not included in the 12 that I've got in my box. So you've got a new Chadwick.
You've got a Brucey bonus.
Thanks, guys, for the new Chadwick. you know what? When you've been...
Yeah, that's
you know
how
what
you
happens
got, yeah,
when you...
I know what happens. You just show me your wrist, didn't
no,
you?
No, what happens when you you masturbate too much?
What? You get a dose of the Chadwick.
You get a chapped dick. You get a chapped dick, Paul.
Yeah, no, I got
not
it.
Not Chadwick. You get a chapped dick.
Do you want to just play the game or do you want to... Oh, you know what? No, we've got one more thing to do.
Oh, we do?
Scoring. I'm going to do this because you'll fucking blather on. Shut up. You're taking the scores, but here's what happens. Everything's priced. We know the ceiling is £8, so we have to guess the prices of each item. Now, if we're bang on the money, spot on, we will get 2 per twings. There are points. We love them. 2 per twings.
2 per twings.
However, not everyone can be that accurate. So if you're 25p above or below the actual price, hey, you're going to get 1 per twing. That ain't so bad. You're going home with a per twing.
6 items. So a perfect score here would be 12 per twings.
I'm guessing so. So I think this is the first one because it fell out.
Paul, can I ask you one thing just before we embark?
You can ask me one thing.
Are you sure that we're going by the original rules? There was no mention in the letter.
No, there's nothing. I read the whole letter out.
I didn't hear anything about different rules.
Because you weren't listening to me and there were no different rules. I read out everything on it. They simply said, charity shop, near them.
£8 ceiling.
£8 ceiling.
Fine. Right. Ready to go. Understood.
God.
Item number one.
This. What is it?
It is a ornament, Paul.
Yes.
It's an ornament. I was checking on the back for a fridge magnet thing, because it could be
I
a fridge magnet.
It would have been a fridge magnet.
You can tell it's an ornament because it has some kind of indentation there where you're meant to put a...
I know what you meant to fucking do with it.
It is Tutankhamun, or a... Egyptian pharaoh or prince of that ilk. It's
the
mummy
sarcophagus.
Case.
The sarcophagus.
It's one sarcophagus. Two sarcophagus.
No, it'd be sarcophagi, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Two yeah. sarcophagi come to town. Hey-dee-dee-dee-do.
Three sarcophagus come to town in a hey nonny nonny and a wiggle I woe.
Not a bad paint job. It's in navy and gold and red.
It looks
with
like
the stripes on the headset.
It looks like
on the headdress.
Mm, it looks like gift shop shit.
It does.
Doesn't
That's our
it?
First item, Paul. Now, will you be guessing first on our first
yes,
item?
Yes, because you always shit the fucking bed when I decide, oh, I'll go second, and then you cry for 5 minutes about
Come
this
on.
Fake timeline in your head.
This is no time to bring up old grievances, old pal.
The fuck off with that. Right, okay, so there are 6 items. I'm going to say this one is 75p. That's what I'm going for right now. I will not yet... be playing the quids gambit.
The quid gambit. Now.
The quids gambit.
The quids gambit. Very good. Now, we should explain. That's because over the years, it is my thesis, Paul,
yeah.
that the most common price of any item, if you're just going to pick any typical item across all of these games of Price of Shite that we've won so funny.
I was thinking of the phrase, my meter's fetus. my meter's thesis.
Yes, my meter's thesis.
My meter's thesis. Yeah. It's really quite hard to say as well.
Yeah, issues for the meter's thesis. It's a good
I'm
way.
I'm just sitting there trying to think of what the tip of a dick's called. Meter's thesis.
Yes.
I've got opinions. I've got thoughts on it.
Forthcoming with his meter's thesis. Okay. I've issued
I am Professor Chadwick with my meter's thesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a chapped dick.
That's the thesis.
Now, sarcophagi.
Yeah. I would if he paid me.
Oh my God.
Bang on.
My God, that's
Bang
really
on.
Good, Paul.
Bang
Did
on.
Did you not have you heard that before?
I don't know, it just came out of my mouth.
Sarcophagi.
Sarcophagi.
Oh my God, that's maybe the best joke you've ever done.
I don't know, I've never
that
heard it.
That might be the most legit best pun you've ever done.
I'm not saying it's not been done, I'm just saying I've not heard it.
You could do it in a set where if you do Tutankhamun, you do that one and then suck off a guy.
All right.
Oh, mate, that's brilliant.
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant. Right, what's your price?
Oh, I think we should just stop the episode.
Yeah, maybe, we have peaked.
I'm all messed up about that, man. Suck off a guy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
We do have fun.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Go on.
No, calm down.
How much as you say?
What did you say?
75 pence for the sock.
Okay,
I forgot.
Okay. That's cheap, mate. You're addicted to crack or something.
Yeah, now, maybe.
0.75.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to play the quid's gambit.
Oh, he's played the quid's gambit.
Quid, yeah.
Right.
I'm going to guess a quid.
Right.
I'll be guessing on the second round.
Oh, what else is in here? It's like in a brown paper bag with other bags inside.
Yes, nicely wrapped. And here's the second item.
Oh, it's a bit heavy,
do you
this
hand
one.
It over?
Yeah, I'll do the next one, but you can explore this.
I'm going to explore this item, Paul.
It's a bit heavy in the hand.
It's been nicely
bulbousy.
Wrapped, suggesting it's ceramic.
Yeah, maybe. Another
oh, it's a snow globe of some sort.
Oh, it's got, what's it got in it?
It's a Harry Potter snow globe with some fat.
Oh, he's dropped,
Jesus
he's
Christ!
Dropped the snow globe.
I thought that was going to fucking smash.
Yeah.
And that would have been all watery bits of drips snow and, yeah. and splinters of glass.
Harry Potter, more like Harry Splosher.
Oh, it's badly glued into
just
the place.
Just spoke right over me punchline. Wasn't very good.
Try again.
Harry Splosher.
Worth waiting for. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, I spoke over it. Right.
So, what's in the snow globe then? What is it that tells you that's Harry Potter?
I think
it's
one of the baddies. It looks very much like a. I'd just like to say I dropped it because the glue failed on the base.
Yeah.
It's a horrible, cheap, nasty thing.
It's not glass, is it? It's plastic, that. So, you're probably all right. What the fuck is that? No, that's. Oh, it is Harry Potter. Oh, yeah. It's a kind of Funko Pops-esque...
Exactly what I was going to say.
...interpretation of, I think, Voldemort.
Right, fuck it's, that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Cheap, nasty, hate it.
Oh, it's come off.
Oh, it's come off. It's so badly made.
It is. I bet you any money, this is the kind of shit they sell at that Warner Brothers fucking gift shop crap.
Utter crap.
That is real shit. However... It's Harry Potter, so I think people overprice it because, you know, whatever. And I think... Oh, no,
no
you
no,
get
it's
first.
Me first. Yeah. Oh, you're giving,
at least
giving
my
the
number's
game
locked
away.
In. At least my number's locked in.
Giving the game away there, because I was going to go really low. Oh. You're like, people pay high,
maybe
even in
I've
charity
given
shops.
Too much.
They obviously overpay for it where it was sold originally as new, but would they... We've got an 8 quid ceiling here.
Yeah. I'm just trying to...
Six
did they
items.
Say where the charity shop was? And somebody just read again.
Yeah.
No, just says from charity shops. Doesn't say where they're from.
Okay.
Oh. So, how much do you want to say?
I'm...
You know, we're not always locked in. We can go back over afterwards.
I'm going to say 50p.
50p.
Yeah.
I'm going to say £1.25.
Okay, £1.25. You're going a bit higher there.
We are.
We do have the option to...
adjust.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Fuck off a guy.
Yeah, we lie, it's good. Right, I'm going to pull out the next one. Oh, what's this? Oh. Fucking hell.
Oh, they're all breaking.
Explodey game. Oh, so it's a little candle pot made of ceramic, but it's called Candle Lit Names. And this one's got Janet on it.
It's another one of these gift shop items, Paul.
Reveal your name by candlelight. So you put like a tea light in. Oh, it has got one.
It's got a tea light can with it.
Shall I light it? I don't know what this is. This might be off a different item. But this is just a candle.
No, I don't
pot.
Think it was off the a different. Oh, maybe it is. Yeah.
No, I think it is.
Oh, you got a lighter there.
Yeah. Damn it, Janet.
Yeah, it's just a little Janet thing. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, it lights up nicely.
Does the job. It contains a candle.
But you'd have to be called Janet or have someone close to you in your life called Janet.
Okay. Anyway, Janet tea candle lit pot thing, whatever. It's fine. It does the job. It's not remarkable.
It's our third item, Paul, and we need you to guess first on this one. The Janet tea light holder.
80 pence.
80p.
80p for that.
Oh, we're going to have to get some more expensive items.
Well, I'm holding back
get
until I see the
eight,
rest of them.
Get to the 8 ceiling. But I need to guess now, and I'm going to say £1.25 for that. Look at us with our little nijinojinos.
I don't know what's all this.
And now we'd like item number four, please.
All right,
Paul.
Item number four. Oh, I hate this shit. Go on, you have a look.
They're really horrible.
What is that? It's just a load
ornament,
of shit.
Paul. It is another ornament.
This is shite this week.
This
fair
is
play.
It's not even 3D printed. It's just a resin five-pointed star.
It's not even a cool, like,
in,
devil one.
In blue plastic. Blue
green.
Resin.
It's more like a green, that.
It's a greeny blue, yeah.
A greeny blue. Turquoise.
It is, but a dark turquoise sort of colour.
Yeah.
And it's translucent, transparent.
Is it solid or a bit floppy or
it's
wobbly?
Solid. No, and like, it's to hang, because it's got a little green...
What do you fucking do with that?
Hang it on a Christmas tree.
And then, is that it? It's a Christmas decoration?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. I was just...
It's not very
it's
nice
one of those
one.
Shit ones you hang in a window and the light comes through.
Well, maybe
it's not.
You could do that with it as well. But
it's going to end up in the sea, isn't it, though?
It is. It's going to end up in a whale's gullet.
Yeah, or forcing sharks to come further inland and attack us, the human race.
Well, they don't organise.
How
They're
many
items
has this been?
This is four, number four.
Because I'm confused. by what I'm holding in my hand. So I don't know if I'm meant to pull stuff. Like, for instance, oh, it's the back of that.
Oh, it's the back of the sock off a guy. Oh, so it's like a little box is what it is.
Yeah, so you can keep, I don't know, pins in.
Or pencils, or that's improved it.
Does it seal? No, it doesn't seal.
It just sits on top.
That's a bit of shit. Isn't it, though? Think about it. You want a lid to sit within it so it doesn't move about.
No, it's a cheap item, Paul. I mean, do you want to change your price now that we found the other half?
No, okay. I don't think that's going to change too much. But again, I might go over it later.
Oh, that's terrible, that is. Maybe it came from Egypt originally.
Yeah.
So but now I need me to guess the price of this ornament.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to say £2 for the resin ornament. I'm going to say £2. Resin star ornament. And I need a price from you.
I'm going to say £150 because that's overpriced shit.
£2 for me.
How many items have we done?
Four.
So there's two more?
Yeah.
Oh. I pulled them both out because it just all felt weird in the bags. So I wanted to see if...
Okay, well, let me see one.
I think that's it.
This is my favourite item so far.
Did they pay £8 for all this shit?
No, this is good.
I don't know what that is.
I'll tell you what it is, Paul.
What is it?
This is a doll's house lamp shade.
You see, you say that, and it is, to the eye. But because it's made out of metal, it doesn't feel suitable for a doll's house. Surely it would have been like a little wooden thing with little fake fabric.
Oh, no, this is actually very nice.
Yeah, but what is it? What's its point?
It's for a doll's house.
No, I don't believe that for a second.
Yes, it is. What else is it?
Like a dumb piece of shit to put on a mantelpiece.
Well, yeah, but it could also be used in a doll's house. It looks like a little lamp, doesn't it?
It kind of feels too big for a doll's house, though. And also, if it was
no,
doll's house...
No, it doesn't. Think about a little... Look, it's perfect for a doll's house. I'm going to take... Shall I Google image it, and then we'll see what comes up?
Yeah, go on. Go for it. Eli's going to Google image that and see what comes up. I think he's going to get some brass fittings or something from some kind of fucking...
It's definitely a model lamp. This is definitely my favourite item so far.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, like the standard's really that low this week.
It is. I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, no. I mean, to fair play to Kirsty and Bryn, this is shit.
It's proper tat, and that's the way we like it.
I'm just surprised the window's £8. Well, the ceiling's £8. This, to me, is lucky to pull a fiver out.
I'm getting antique metalware. Victorian street lamp. Gothic revival. Yeah, it's a little model lamp.
I think perhaps
you're right that it isn't for a doll's house because of the metal. I think perhaps you're right, Paul.
Because my nan used to have shit on her mantelpiece, which was like a fake little metal cannon for no reason.
That's right. It's
or
very
a fake
similar.
Fireplace that she would put on top of her fireplace.
Yes. I think it's exactly one of those. It's an ornament, again.
Yeah.
Almost everything that we've got in this package has been ornamental.
It has, and I don't know how to price that.
It is your turn to go first.
I am now going to play the quiz gambit.
You're playing the quiz gambit on this?
I'm playing the quiz gambit on this item.
Okay.
You know what we should say? If you play the quiz gambit, it means you can only give that one item in that whole list £1.
Okay, well, that could limit your fucking...
Yeah, we could say £110 or £120.
Or
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what I'm saying is, because £1 is quite a dependable price...
You can only play it once
per game.
That's
the quiz gambit.
I'm loving this.
Thank you.
This is the development of the price of shite.
He's loving that.
That was Justin Timberlake. You have to pay him.
Fuck off. He can suck my biggle choggle.
Your biggle choggle?
My biggle choggle.
Well...
Is it my turn to vote first?
I've lost my place in this book.
Oh, dear.
Please bear with me. Where the fuck is it now?
Just for people unaware, because I've edited this down, it's now been 25 minutes since Eli started looking for the page he lost in his book. He's flipped through that book so many times.
I've flipped through every flipping page, mate. This is a special cheap show notebook.
It keeps all of our points and betwings in.
It does. I do's. Oh, no.
No, Christ. I'm glad this isn't a live show.
Sorry, everybody.
How have you managed to
I've
do
just
this?
Misplaced it in the book.
You found it?
Find it.
Good. And we're back in the game.
We're ready now.
Right, so what? I've lost track now because it was so long ago
when
we did
ornament,
the
brass lamp ornament.
I just don't remember. It was so long ago, Eli. I don't know, was it last week or this week?
Come on, it's the brass lamp ornament and...
And I played the quiz gambit.
You played the quiz gambit.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go £2.50.
Oh, that's a cheeky one, isn't it?
Listen, mate, I've got to play my own game.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not here to tell you how to play
your
game.
You're playing the quiz gambit there.
Right, okay.
Okay, we
last
have a
item.
Final item.
And I'll look at this one. It is a little stone.
Oh, fuck.
But it's a little stone that's been carved, I think, to look like a tiny owl.
Oh, fuck.
And it's got a hole in the back, so I don't know if it's four. Oh, it's probably not a little pebble, actually. It's probably been cast like this. So it's a little cast... cement-based owl.
Let's have a look at that.
It's not even the fucking chutney owl.
It is ceramic. It's clay.
Yeah.
And okay. It's hollow. So, yes, it's been. It's been
another
modeled.
Little piece of shitty ornament.
It's a terrible little.
These are all
ornament.
Fucking awful. These.
This is the worst thing.
Woohoo!
It's the owl.
He's like a sad owl. Woohoo!
That is just a terrible little piece of crap.
Yes.
Owl ornament.
I mean, what have I got? So, you know what? Let me give this price 50p. Whatever.
You're going to say 50.
50p.
And I'm going to say 70p.
Right. The prices are now placed down, and we will now review and find out where we go next. Right. So, as it stands right now, what are the scores? What are the points? What's my ceiling so far?
You feeling comfy? Let's see. Yeah. And we so how much you've guessed so in total?
What's my accumulative poundage?
Accumulative guess, because it's because we did get a ceiling, which means it's no higher than, could be a bit lower than though.
Yeah. You know, no more than eight.
It's no more than eight on all six items. So you have spent, so to speak, Paul.
I prefer windows, because if you say ceiling at no more than £8 was spent, then yeah, it's it could be £5.
It's trickier.
I think you should say it's between five and eight.
Yeah, that's a window.
And then it's like, oh, now we don't know where we're playing him.
Yeah, but you know.
It's a bit more of
it's
a
personal
of,
preference.
I prefer it without
you
the
prefer
ceiling.
Prefer a window rather than a ceiling.
Always.
Because if you think about it, a window has the ceiling as part of it.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know,
£2, £80, £3, £5.80.
£5.80, £6.80, £7.80. So I'm £2 short on
you're
stuff.
Still £2 short. And I'll tell you what I've spent. Shall I tell you? £7.95.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty. So I should really move around, unless you want to move your stuff around.
I'm okay. I'm going to stick with what I got.
So can you tell me what my first two, three prices were?
Yes. You've got the sarcophagus.
Yeah.
Which we found it's more complete than when you first looked at it. By a whole half.
And I said 75p. So I want to make that 125.
125 for the sarcophagus.
Adding 50p to that.
Okay. And then the second item was the terrible thing.
Yeah.
The worst thing.
Yeah.
The Funko Pop style.
Harry Potter globe.
Harry Potter snow globe.
How much did I say? 150?
125, you said.
I'm going to move that to 175.
175. Locking that in?
Yes.
You want to keep going through these?
Yeah, quickly, quickly. What
okay,
have we got?
The Janet tea light holder, you said 80p.
I'll keep that at 80p.
The resin star ornament. Remember the turquoise resin star ornament? £1.50. The brass light ornament.
Yeah.
You said £1.
Right.
And lastly, the owl pebble thing you said.
So I'll just keep it as
50p.
Is. I'll
keep
it as is, yeah.
Okay. You've put on a few... You've put in
I put a few pounds on, yeah. How rude of you to say.
You've put a few pounds on, but not weight, Paul, in terms of currency added to our little game.
Woof, woof. All right, Mr. Doggy, it's time for points.
Here we go.
Oh, the dog ornament, yeah.
Yeah, have we got a name for him? You want to give him a name now?
John.
John. John the dog.
They've been on the... That was also part of a Price of Shite from before.
It was. Right, I am now going to open the Price of Shite answers. And
brilliant.
We'll get into it.
It's that between time, and this is where we see who has won petwings.
Yeah, this is where the real sizzle comes out.
Paul's been doing very well in all of the competitions. He won the shootout the other week. And yet I never feel confident
that I'm going to win.
But he has historically got more petwings, I think, as well, everybody. So it's a...
I have in
it's
my
a
hand
battle for me.
A piece of paper. Right, so...
Neville Petwinger Lane.
Well, let's go in order of how we pulled them out. No, no. No, suck off a guy. Right, so...
Harry Splosh.
Harry Splosh, yeah. Not bad.
I'm sorry.
The first thing we did was what again?
Was the sarcophagus.
Right, so that was, it says, Egyptian mummy box. You said what?
£1. I played the quid gambit there. Quid gambit.
And I said...
£1.25.
In that case, Eli, you get two petwings.
Wow.
I get one. It is £1 on the nose,
it's
the price.
£1
so
on the nose.
Eli
wow.
quite wisely plays the gambit there.
Great moment for the gambit.
Yeah.
And I'm in the lead.
Already
2-1. 2-1.
Next one then, Mr. Silverman.
Is the terrible Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, Harry Potter bollocks. Harry Potter globe. How much did you say?
50p.
And how much did I say?
£1.75.
In that case, I'm getting a petwing because it was £2.
That is...
Didn't I say, though? Didn't I say, though, that they would always mark that shit
right.
up?
I just didn't... I fought against that.
That is just awful shit.
The glue's gone on the base. The glue's gone inside on the when the models...
Although I reckon I could take it all apart and put like a cheap show one together.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
Put a pin in that.
I think you can get like craft kits, make your own snow globes.
Yeah, that's a thing. But I could recycle that and get rid of the shitty Harry Potter from it.
You'd be making some use of something, wouldn't you?
Upcycling.
The next item is the least inspiring, maybe, of all our items, but it is casting a nice yellow glow across the proceedings here in Broadcast Centre. Now, it is, of course, the Janet Dammit tea light. It doesn't say Dammit, it just says Janet everywhere.
That's how they could have sold it, like a Rocky Horror thing.
Which is still going with Jason Donovan.
Who gives a fuck? Right.
Jesus.
It's never been the same since he never wrote back to me after all my lovely letters.
You've got the wrong key ring.
Yeah, maybe.
You need the don't give a fuck key ring.
Yeah, but you can't have a cat key ring, can you?
So I like cats.
Janet candle holder. How much did you...
You said 80p.
Yes.
And I said £1.25.
Sadly, we are not getting any betwings there because it was £2.50, which is absolutely not appropriate.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Next item was the lamp.
No, the next item is the resin star ornament.
Oh, plastic green star. Yeah, how much did you say?
Plastic green star, I said £2.
And how much did I say?
£1.50.
50p. Nothing for either.
Oh, I've got the right prices. £2.50 I've given for the next one. Do you know what I mean? But they're in the wrong place.
I'm playing the right tunes, just not necessarily in the right order.
Exactly.
Thank you. Right, so next item was the lamp, yeah?
Brass lamp ornament.
And you said?
£2.50.
And I said?
One. You played the quid's gambit there, Paul.
In that case, I get a two between
Amazing! The quid's gambit. This is
the quid's gambit,
the
man.
The quid's gambit is so strong this time, isn't it?
Yep.
Wow.
So that's £1.
You've
so
taken the lead.
Have I? Thought it would have been even or something by now. Anyway.
No, you've taken the lead. You've got twice the betwings as me.
It all comes down. You don't know what it comes down to the last one. So the last item was the owl, stone owl. I said what?
50p.
And you said?
70p.
It's a quid.
Fuck! I should have put 75. I would have got a between.
You would have.
I should have nudged it.
No, I know.
I should have nudged it.
I know.
Oh.
But there you go. That's how it all plays out. What are the final scores on this edition of The Price of Shite?
Well, this time round, I've got two betwings. Not bad, but Paul, you're out there in front yet again.
Oh, dear.
With four betwings.
Nicely
done.
Well done. Well done, me.
Well done. Like I say, frustrating game for me because I got the exact prices. One was exactly 50p, one was exactly 250. I just didn't get them on the right object.
Just didn't get them the right object. But that's the lesson you learn when you play The Price of Shite. If you don't spin the wheel, you won't get the right deal.
Excellent quid's gambit work, everybody.
And you too, it paid off for us both.
For both of us.
Well, I'm off for a wank because I frankly won and did the suck off a guy gag. So
I have
peaked this week.
Well done.
Oh, this might be a highlight for Gannon's life. Not only podcast career, but actual life. Goodbye. Cheap Show is saying goodbye for another week, but don't worry, we'll be back next Friday. And don't forget, every fortnight now on YouTube, you can see Cheap Shots, where Eli and I do one-shot videos with all kinds of random oddness. Right now, I believe you can watch the episode where we drink the cola test. We do the cola test.
We do a blind cola test.
Yeah.
Cherry cola. Cherry sugar-free cola test.
And that Dr. Pepper thing as well. So you can test.
Coconut cream, which is everywhere now.
Yeah.
They've rolled that flavour out.
Madness.
It's a terrible one.
Either way, when it comes to all the other admin, look, your one-stop shop is thecheapshow.co.uk. Everything is there. Everything. Everything. Just go and have a look at the website and see what you find. Also, patreon.com. We have lovely backers on Patreon who support us week in, week out. And if you would like to join those wonderful people and get access to magazines and behind-the-scenes stuff and special podcasts and special episodes and early access to the Cheap Shots, you can go to patreon.com/cheapshow. Give what you can, but only if you can. And if you can't, spread the word, retweet, social media, tell your friends, review on various podcast apps. Like Good Pods, which we recommend at the moment.
If you can't spread the word and you're a hippo,
you
could spread your own poo like they do in those special videos.
Why are you smiling at me? That wasn't good. Like, you came at me like that was like a great sign off, and it's just like, no, you just.
Did you see I was doing the swishing tail of the
hippo? Like scatting or
it
something.
Does, it does, yeah. It spreads the muck.
Muck spreading.
Yeah.
Yeah. This podcast is like a hippo spraying its muck.
Anyway. Thank you very much. Yes, go to the website, please. You want to see photos of all the items we've seen today.
And there's been a lot.
I have a radio show on internet radio. the House of Pickle Sound Show. Just search for that, but it is on Soho Radio every 2 weeks on a Sunday.
And that's it. That was episode 395. We are 5 weeks away from 400, which will be a very special episode.
Yay.
As long as we manage to film it and my co-host doesn't fuck off for a film shoot for something he might get instead.
Listen, we can
negotiate. In that case, I'll be auditioning for an Eli Silverman.
No, we can renegotiate for 400. Something.
I'll cast Eli. I'll just cast an Eli in it.
I'll probably get the fucking call for that casting.
Yeah, you won't get that job either. Yeah.
Just like Charlie Chaplin. Yeah,
just like Charlie Chaplin.
Been a very hot day, everybody.
It has been a very hot day.
I did have a lot of fun just having a laugh with my friend, which is what the podcast is all about, really.
And on that note, goodbye from Cheap Show till next week.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.